Welcome to Trailblazers, where we explore the inspiring journeys of entrepreneurs and industry leaders who are redefining success and making a lasting impact. These game changers are driving progress in our region and around the world. I'm Melody Bradford, your host. Welcome to Trailblazers. I'm Melody Bradford. Today's guest is a leader who drives change, bridges sectors, and leaves lasting impact. Dr. Brett Smith is the director of the Small Business Development Center, otherwise known as SBDC, at Lehigh University. Since joining the SBDC in 2014, Brett has held various roles as associate director, program coordinator for the Lehigh Export Network, also known as LexNet, and now the center director. Under his leadership, Lehigh's SBDC has distinguished itself by combining local consulting with global export support and procurement assistance. It's the only SBDC in Pennsylvania that is part of the statewide export network. Brett holds a BA in International Studies and Economics from the University of Richmond and has studied in Mexico, Chile, and Argentina, and holds an MBA in International Business from Lehigh University. And he also just recently received his doctorate in public administration. Beyond his professional track, Brett is active in community and youth development efforts, including serving on the Skills USA Elmer Gates Enterprise Awards Committee, a program tied to his family legacy. Today, we'll explore Brett's leadership journey, how he navigates mission, growth, legacy, and what's next for small business in the region. Brett, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Melody.
Brett, so for listeners who may not be familiar, how would you describe what the SBDC at Lehigh University does? What is the scope and mission of the center? And what motivated you to step into a leadership role at SBDC?
Sure. So the Small Business Development Center program has just entered its 45th year. We just celebrated our 45th anniversary about a week ago.
Wow.
We are funded through the U.S. Small Business Administration and the PA Department of Community and Economic Development to provide technical assistance to both current and future small business owners all throughout. We cover specifically Lehigh, Northampton, and Bucks counties. We provide assistance, no cost, confidential technical assistance at any stage of business, whether it's you're looking, you have an idea and you want to know what's involved in starting a business, to you've just started and you need help figuring out a location, figuring out financing, your target market, all the way to more advanced, you're looking to expand, you're looking to sell internationally, you're looking to sell globally, and even all the way to exit. So you're looking to implement a succession plan, you're retiring, you're looking to buy a business. At any stage of entrepreneurship, we have resources and assistance at no cost for local business owners.
You know, I get this question a lot because I come from the economic development world. What are the thresholds? So, I mean, you'd mentioned an entrepreneur, even at concept stage, but what is too big? What is too small? Or do those not exist? Can you quantify
that? So they do exist, but the vast majority of businesses here in the Valley would qualify for our services. So typically, so we follow the SBA's guidelines, and typically you're looking at either $15 million in annual revenue for more service-based businesses, and you're looking at about 500 employees or less for more manufacturing, you know, production-type businesses. So there's very few businesses that don't qualify for our services.
Mm-hmm. And I think the last count that I looked at, it was 72% of the employers within the Lehigh Valley represented, you know, 10 employees or less.
Yep.
So that being said, you know, we have 14,000 plus employers here in the Lehigh Valley. So you really hit the core. And so anybody with revenue under 15,000 or 500 employees or less can essentially be helped by the SBDC. That pretty much encompasses everybody here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that threshold does not exist for the international. Is that correct? I mean, you could help Crayola, which is a big global company, or Olympus from that perspective if they needed help from an international perspective. Can you talk
correct.
About
so
that?
So that program specifically, that's a separate state program that we also house in the center, and it does not have those same restrictions. You know, typically, a lot of those larger companies are going to have their own full-on export teams that are able to handle that. But we certainly can provide services and have in the past to some of the larger companies in the region. They have the same access to the state's authorized trade representatives. We have the trade representatives cover roughly 60 countries throughout the world that we can access the same, again, no-cost expert information, but in-country, which is incredibly valuable for our clients.
And you actually just had an event recently at Hotel Bethlehem last week, I think, right? And it was bringing the world to PA. So the trade reps actually came in and spoke to companies?
Yes. So the clients have access to the trade reps all throughout the year, but the one unique and, you know, one of the more fun things about the program is for 2 weeks every year, the state will bring in the trade reps and they tour Pennsylvania. So they make 10 different stops over 2 weeks. And yes, they were just here last week. And so they get to meet one-on-one with the businesses. So sometimes it's existing clients they've worked with before. Sometimes it's newer clients. Sometimes people that are even new to our program. So it's a great way to, again, connect them to the Valley, but also, again, have a way for new clients to really get started and understand what the program's about.
So if a Lehigh Valley company is looking to expand or amplify their reach, expand their footprint into another country, whether they're doing business internationally or not, they can, in theory, gain guidance through this program.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Yep. That's awesome. Okay, so you mentioned startup, right? So as an entrepreneur, just kind of, you know, coming up with a concept, what's involved. You mentioned technical assistance. So basically, you know, arming them with the tools to let them know maybe what they don't know, including business plan development,
of course.
I would think. Okay. And then you also mentioned finance, right? So you have two dedicated professionals that actually are on staff that can help from the financing perspective, linking them up with financial resources, whether it's a banking relationship or are there other funding streams that companies can dial into?
There are. So one of, I think, the great things about our services is that we can connect businesses to multiple different types of programs. So if they're going to a bank, but maybe they need some additional funding to be able to complete the deal, we can connect them to whether it's state, county programs, it can be local community development financial institutions like the Rising Tide. All different types of those programs, we have connections and we know what programs they offer, so it's easier for us to connect and build more of a complete package for them. So frequently, local banks will send clients to us that might need a little work on their financials, or they might be there, but they need some additional funding, and so we can help put that all together. Or if you haven't approached a bank yet, we can look at your options and kind of help decide, is a traditional bank, SBA lending, CDFI funding, all of that, which is going to have some of the better options for you.
So startup, technical assistance, including business plan development and market or industry research, finance, and then also this international. How do you manage all those departments? Talk to me a little bit about how you would characterize your leadership style today, and in what ways has it evolved from your earlier roles? Because you know, you've kind of done a few things. You came from a banking industry, right? We'll talk a little bit about your family legacy and how that plays into all of that. But how would you characterize your leadership style today and managing all that?
So I would look at my leadership style as it's my job to make everybody else's job easier. I don't look at these as my programs. I don't look at this as my center. I look at it as we are here to serve the businesses and the team that we have at the center. They're the experts that are doing the work. And it's my job to provide them the funding, provide them the resources, provide them the tools to be able to do that. And so when you're looking at all the different programs we offer, there's a lot going on, but we have program directors that cover all of those different areas. And so they're the ones that are doing the day-to-day, and they do a fantastic job of it. But that gives then me the flexibility to focus on expanding the awareness of the center, doing outreach, finding additional funding for programs, which is something everybody's trying to do now. So it's really a way to, again, make sure we're doing all the work we need to do, but also having that flexibility to grow.
And you're dealing with a lot of stakeholders, right? I mean, so let's talk about that for a second. You talked about SBA, right? That's a federal administration, you know, like that's at the federal level. You talked about local, county. You talked about, like, you're dealing with politicians as well as entrepreneurs that, you know, have a concept but maybe don't know how to get into the game. Not to mention you're also leading a nonprofit with a public mission, right? What would you say has been the most meaningful and impactful, and how do you juggle the interest of all those stakeholders and pull it all together?
So I think that all connects. I think the way to maintain interest is for the work that we're doing to be shown. I think one of the greatest successes of this both this position and I think the center is being able to drive around the valley and see all of the clients that we've worked with, you know, seeing those storefronts open, seeing those businesses in whether it's the Business Journal or the Morning Call or wherever, seeing those articles pop up about those businesses, seeing them come up on Facebook, all of that, being able to know that we had some role in that is what makes it worth it, is mm-hmm. knowing that we're there making a difference. And I think that's what tells our story and builds that support, because when you're looking at from stakeholder support, small business is really a nonpartisan issue. Everybody, you know, everybody is for small business. Everybody wants small business to succeed. So it's really showing them, here's the impact that we're having.
Mm-hmm. In the community. And actually, let's just talk about impact for a second. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm pulling up my phone mm-hmm. because I was at Bringing the World to PA event, and I listened to just some of the metrics that you mm-hmm. shared. So I'm going to share this, $21 million a year in funding on average mm-hmm. since 1995.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 10,000 counseling hours per year since 1995 mm-hmm. on average, and 500 company touch points per year. Talk mm-hmm. about impact, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. you guys have been actually recognized, like you've received awards and recognition. Mm-hmm. You've won state and local recognition for excellence. Which of those awards and, you know, accolades are you most proud of? And what does that reflect about how you run the center? But also, what do you think has been the most meaningful project or, you know, thing that you've worked on?
So I think going back to the award question, I think probably the most prominent award that we've won in at least my time as the center director is back in 2022, we won the SBA's SBDC of the Year Award for Pennsylvania, which is a nomination from typically from our lead office based out of Kutztown. And that really, again, with everything going, you know, so this was right as COVID, in the middle of COVID or later during COVID. And with all of the work that our team had done, I think you're looking at the first 3 months of the pandemic was probably the busiest in our 45 year mm-hmm. history that we have ever and probably will ever be.
I imagine.
And so seeing, as we were trying to diversify our programming, bring out new things, sort of all the wish list things we wanted to do, I think seeing that recognized from outside was very rewarding for us. But it doesn't really change what we do. Again, our goal is still to be able to provide the services that the small businesses need. And so even though the recognition is great, being able to find that funding to be able to put on those programs, because you still have to fulfill our core mission. And so trying to do the fun projects and more of those specialty programs that we're looking to do, being able to cite those successes sort of helps when we're developing those programs.
Yeah, I mean, it's stellar and yeah. it's exciting and empowering to see, especially, from a third party perspective, just mm-hmm. watching how you guys work is cool. Really cool. Let's talk a little bit about your legacy and your family influence mm-hmm. because you have some really great roots, right? Mm-hmm. So your grandfather was Elmer Gates, mm-hmm. Just a powerhouse of a businessman. For listeners that don't know, Elmer Gates was a visionary, a leader, a mentor, and I might add, a gentleman. He started Embassy Bank, mm-hmm. the Lehigh Valley Partnership, which is a consortium of different business leaders and CEOs within the Lehigh Valley, invested in economic development and pushing the region forward. And he was an integral part of the development of LVDC, as well as a driving force for the economic development resurgence of the Lehigh Valley in its revitalization. There now exists the Elmer Gates Enterprise Awards, which you support. How did his life, values, or leadership style influence you both in business and your own approach to mentoring and leadership?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of his economic development work is what's inspired me in this role today. I think even before starting the bank and all of that, he was the president and CEO of Fuller Company, which was a local cement company here in the Valley. And he had that global experience, which is what piqued my interest when I was doing my international studies work in mm-hmm. both undergrad and graduate school. But then seeing that transition from doing global business to then reinvesting in the community and focusing on the Lehigh Valley, again, that's a lot of what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. And again, just being able to have some role in continuing that legacy and making a difference, as we look to the importance of both entrepreneurship, but also building the future generation. And that's where I think a lot of the work with SkillsUSA, particularly the Enterprise Awards, it's always incredibly amazing to see the work that those students are doing in the career and technical schools. You know, every year when we're reading the names and their backgrounds, it's wild how they're able to do all the things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in comparing to, you know, what I was doing in high school, you know, not even doing probably a quarter of what they were doing. So so it's great to know that going into the trades is being promoted again. I think that's always been important. And again, a lot of our SBDC clients are coming from the trades. You know, mm-hmm. they're starting their own businesses after being in the field. And so it's a really great synergy between both career and technical education, entrepreneurship, and economic development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in your undergraduate work, mm-hmm. let's talk about those international markets you mentioned. And also, let's also talk a little bit about Embassy Bank, because mm-hmm. you came from there as well. You did undergraduate work and studied in foreign markets, Mexico, Chile, Argentina. Mm-hmm. You received your doctorate in public administration. You were at Embassy Bank for a time, so mm-hmm. you came into the role at SBDC from the banking world, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
How would you say those educational, cultural, and professional experiences helped shape how you lead, and how, in those business ecosystems, how you now design SBDC programs? Because there's a lot going on there.
One of the jokes within, you know, the SBDC world is most of us come from banking at some point. I think most, all but two of us in the office have some sort of banking background. And a lot of us throughout the Pennsylvania network also do as well. And it's one of those natural transitions as, you know, for some it's a second career that they're looking to give back. And for some it's just transitioning into more of that economic development side. But you really get a feel, you know, member understate, you know, as businesses would come in to open accounts or, you know, they would need loans or they would, you know, whatever the services that they would need, you're realizing, again, kind of looking back, didn't realize it at the time, but looking back, how much they didn't know mm-hmm. about starting a business, and knowing that I didn't know the SBDC existed until I did my MBA program at Lehigh. But having that banking background helps us give our clients that information that they need to be able to go and be successful when presenting to a banker to try and get funding. I think from an international perspective, certainly, you know, I look at all of, you know, my background is kind of intersecting to all of the pieces of the SBDC and economic development. So, you know, the international piece is really what was my interest in running the international program, being part of that program when I started, being able to see how business is done elsewhere. The Chile and Argentina program was part of my MBA, and getting to meet with small entrepreneurs down there, again, being able to translate that into the work that we were studying. Again, most of your MBA work is going to be talking about larger companies or high-tech companies, and just being able to see how a traditional small business works both here and abroad is really eye-opening. And then going into the public administration side of things with my doctorate program is looking at, well, how does all of that blend together? Because you have so I had the international side, I had the financial banking private sector side, and then now how does all of that combine on the government side with economic development to help build up all of those sectors? So mm-hmm. how is government supporting small business? How does economic development policy impact access to those resources?
You know, building off of all of that from your professional experience and your time in, you know, different industries and for that matter in different markets, and looking at your family legacy and the mm-hmm. influence that it has had. I mean, you've had a number of different opportunities to be aligned with pretty strong mentors, mm-hmm. whether it be the banking industry or personally, you know, and to a degree, you're mentoring the clients that come through mm-hmm. SBDC. How important is mentorship, do you feel, from a perspective of, you know, going into a leadership role, but also, you know, as far as empowering your people and mm-hmm. even those clients?
Yeah, I think mentoring is incredibly important. I think you know, we so often get bogged down by the day-to-day of what it is that we do that we don't, you know, we just sort of keep going and then don't necessarily realize what else we should be doing or what else we could be doing. And that's where I think mentorship really can play a role. I think one for our center specifically, one of the great mentorship opportunities is what we can do with students. So we have we've had a unique program with Lehigh's Iacocca Institute for the last 10 years, where international students who come and do Lehigh's Global Village program when they're, whether, you know, high school, college, whichever, if they come back and do their MBA at Lehigh, there's a scholarship program available if they come back and get in where they can work with us. Mm-hmm. And then we give them exposure to American business, you know, how we do business, how we consult with businesses, what small business is like here, here in the United States, which has been a great program. They're usually here for about 2 years, and they really get involved with what we do. We also typically will have undergraduate students that do work for us. We'll work on client projects to give them exposure, because again, to supplement what they're doing, to give them exposure to businesses that they might see in their community.
Mm-hmm.
And then similarly from the graduate, which is newer, we used to have it, and then now we have it again this year. We have 5 undergraduate students, all international, I believe, and doing the Lehigh's MBA program. And so this is the first year that we've had that many students at one time. And so it's a great way to, one, for us to be able to share our expertise with them and help, you know, guide them, again, balancing more of the traditional MBA curriculum, talking about larger businesses, more corporate level material versus here's the day-to-day grind of a small business and what's really involved. Because that's what, when I took, there was an SBDC course back when I was doing the MBA program, and seeing that contrast was really influential in sort of why I'm here today. But being able to, again, mentor them, guide them, and give them that additional experience that they wouldn't have had otherwise in a traditional program, that experiential learning that's become so critical in higher education. It's really valuable for us to gain their experiences, because they come from such different backgrounds as well. Mm-hmm. But also being able to, again, provide some of that small business background for them is really valuable.
And so let me ask you, because we've focused quite a bit in this conversation about the successes of SBDC, mm-hmm. and really about your entire career. Have you ever met a challenge, or, was there ever any particular learning curve that you encountered, and how did you face that?
I mean, the entire, it's always a challenge. It's one
Name
of those
the day,
jobs,
right?
You're right. There is never not some sort of challenge, but that's what makes the job, you know, worth it and fun. I mean, sometimes fun is a strong word, doing a lot of work there, but again, it's navigating grant funding, navigating budget funding, navigating different, what programs do we need, navigating delivery of services, all of that. It's just, there's always something going on. And so I think that's one of the things that makes this job particularly interesting, is there is always a challenge. And as soon as one challenge goes away, another one applies. But there are always good challenges. They always, it always helps you do the next one better. So there's really not... I know we're only here for about an hour, so there's not much time to get through all of them.
30 minutes.
Yeah, right, or 30 minutes. So, there's really not one particular, but I think, again, just sort of navigating, the only certainty is uncertainty, right? And, but that helps us focus on our mission for the, to be able to serve the clients. That's the one constant. And mm-hmm. so everything goes back towards that.
Good point. Very good point. Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for leaders and small business advocates, or maybe somebody trying to, start a business and looking to make a leap, but maybe, just don't know how to, maybe doesn't know how to take the first steps. Mm-hmm. What advice would you have for those?
There is a vast network of resources here in the Lehigh Valley that you can tap into free, beyond our services. I mean, certainly, this is probably where we plug the SBDC services as being incredibly valuable. But one of the great things about the Valley is that we are a strong community when it comes to economic development.
We're very collaborative.
Right?
That's for
us,
sure.
We have LVEDC, we have Ben Franklin, the Manufacturers Resource Center, the Workforce Board, the community colleges, four-year colleges, and so many other community organizations that do some sort of small business work, whether it's an economic development corporation, whether it's a community organization. You have, you have Community Action with Rising Tide,
mm-hmm.
In their small business consulting work. You have SCORE, all of those resources are here. And so even if we're not the right source, we know who is. So
mm-hmm.
There are resources. There are plenty of resources. So reach out to them. We are all here to help. Having more information about how to do business locally, there's a lot of information out on the internet for sure. Some of it is good, some of it is less so. So being able to get the perspectives of somebody who's here, who has either helped other businesses or been in business themselves, is incredibly valuable.
And one of the economic development, I guess, programs that recognizes entrepreneurs and, you know, kind of helps to develop the future of entrepreneurs is the Skills USA, mm-hmm. Elmer Gates Enterprise Awards that was developed in your grandfather's name. Mm-hmm. You serve on that committee. How do you see that program's role in developing future entrepreneurs, and how do you personally try to honor your grandfather's legacy through it?
Yeah, so, I mean, Skills is an incredible organization. My grandfather was part of, you know, its founding. I think this is its 40th anniversary coming up this year, I believe. And the work that they do for students in career and technical schools is incredible. I mean, it's they have a great variety of programs. They're always making sure the students are connecting with the community, connecting with businesses, not only to provide career opportunities, but also just to provide that experience that they might not otherwise get in their, you know, in their career and technical programs. And I think, you know, again, beyond, there's always that entrepreneurial spirit in all of the students that go through Skills USA. And I think, you know, that's really where that connection is for me. It's not only, you know, again, seeing, you know, somebody who went through, you know, a more traditional track, you know, through high school and college, to see the successes that the students are having. It's always been a great way to show that a technical education is incredibly valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's something I certainly want to see continue.
The vision in the future for SBDC. Looking ahead, what's your vision for the SBDC over the next 5 to 10 years? Mm-hmm. And as you look back, so to speak, mm-hmm. At the end of your career, what do you hope people will say about the work you did?
Hmm. So I think the vision for the SBDC, my vision has always been that we are that first stop. Again, we may not be may not have every answer for everybody, but we know who does. And mm-hmm. so I think just that awareness of who we are. We've been around for 45 years. We're certainly a best kept secret. And I think, you know, that's always been my goal, is to make sure it's less of a secret. Mm-hmm. And that those resources, again, we are here to serve the community, and we want to be able to continue doing that. And so just making sure that we have the diversity of programming and resources needed to serve businesses in Lehigh, Northampton, and Bucks counties. I think from a personal legacy, again, you know, for me, it's always about the mission of the center. It's not, it's not me. So knowing that the SBDC is still around many years later, that we're still having that same impact, whether I'm there or not, that as long as I played some role in helping that program continue to help entrepreneurs, you know, That's what's important to me.
Yeah. Brett, thank you so much for sharing your insights, your journey, and your vision. You remind us that leadership and service of entrepreneurs is more about programs. It's about listening, adapting, legacy, and lifting others. To our listeners, I encourage you to connect with your local SBDC, a great organization, or your equivalent. Explore how they can help your venture or community, and think about the legacy you're building in your own sphere. This has been Trailblazers. I'm Melody Bradford. Until next time, keep leading with purpose, keep bridging sectors, and may your own impact ripple far beyond what you can see. Yeah. Thanks again, Brett.
Thanks for having me, Melody.